This is a Pinball News production.
Okay, hello everybody. That's really sad. I think Steve is always ill or whatever, then he will be honored or whatever. This happened once in his life already at his retirement party in 2000 when all the people wanted to celebrate him and he went sick that day, so he couldn't participate. It's something similar like this. I prepared a slideshow with pictures showing Steve at the expo and at work or whatever with friends, and I prepared it that we could celebrate him a little bit because he's getting 99 years old in December. I thought this is quite a nice moment that we should pay him contribution. So as he is not here, I decided still to show the slides. I think it's even better to show them now as he is not here, because then you get some impressions, especially the ones that do not know Steve that well. Okay, pictures and more of Steve Kordek. So it all began when most of us, I would say, really most of us were not all around. Wayne Nuance is one of the exceptions, I would say. That is at least the first game that is listed in the IPDB. But probably Steve worked at Genko already before in the war years. I think that was his original, theme for today. Do you know when he started to work, Rob, at Genko? 37. Right now, so this is one of a game of the early days, and I also put some of the games as frames on the slides. One other milestones were these record-selling games, Space Mission and Grand Prix, which were both sold more than 10,000 times, which was record-breaking at that time. I think most of the M games sold about 5,000, 6,000 mostly, but these both two games sold more than 10,000, and Steve Ritchie just told me that later on Steve Kordek was a little bit jealous because Flash outsold these two games later on. Right now, at that time, they were record-selling, and they are really great games, smooth to play. I like them. This is another picture I got from Steve Kordek from the presentation of Atlantis. Who knows are the other two guys over there at the picture? Somebody knows them? Mark Panaccio? I don't know. I can't remember. This is a presentation of Atlantis, and it's somehow interesting. Atlantis was the first game, as far as I know, that came out under Bally Williams. And it was still, in Germany, it was still distributed with Bally, with Bally Wolf. It was the last game to be distributed over the Bally distribution, and they did a huge event for that. They even hired a band to record a song named Atlantis, which was, and they did show events all over Germany. So this is the American presentation, I would say. Okay, this picture had been shown by Larry yesterday already. This is the best team ever at that Bally Williams times. This is around 1989, and I think all of these people showed up already at the expo. Some of them look quite different. You know all the names of these guys? Okay, otherwise I could explain. Steve, in 1990, Steve was shown in a newspaper. So when I got this picture from Larry, I thought about what year this could be, and found that in the back there are roller games without back glasses, so probably they were not yet done, the back glasses. It looks like that they were not yet done, so I estimated it would have been around 1990. And yes, Larry told me, yes, that's in the 1990 issue of Life magazine where there was an article. Steve was even shown on TV one time. I don't know, the original got lost. I don't know who has this. At least Larry got one screenshot of that TV show. Interesting. Showing Steve at TV. So there are some office pictures available of showing Steve Kordek working with hands in pockets. Looks nice being proud in his office. I can't imagine to work on this, especially write some notes maybe on the Harley Davidson Translite. And Larry said this is estimated in 1999. I'm not sure whether a brand new Harley Davidson Transite would be on the table in 1999. I can't imagine that, because I have other pictures where this is no longer there. And here, Steve showing tic-tac-toe at the Expo 2007. I think that was the first time that Cameron brought this game. I don't know. He brought it already last year again with this gumball dispenser. I like this game. It's kind of fun, although it's a redemption game. I played it sometimes here. It has great animations. You see him always laughing. On most of the picture, he's really smiling and he's happy. There are only quite a few pictures where he's not looking happy, and they were upcoming now. So this is a Williams production plant in Waukegan in 1999, where we did the Expo factory tour at that, seeing the Star Wars Episode I production. And as you all know, Steve was still in place when in 1999. Who can imagine himself working at his company being in that age? That's really impressive. So then this is the last moment, the last game being presented. We see Steve Kordek and Ken Verdesna in front. And on this picture, you see that he's not really smiling. So it's really sad. I can imagine this is really a sad moment when you worked in CoinOp for whatever, more than 50 years, and then see the last game rolling out of the factory. This is really quite a sad moment. And you can see it on his face that this was quite hard for him. And on the next picture, you can see him looking at the game, and I wonder what he thought at that moment. So around 2000, Steve was still in his office, so where most of the other pinball people were laid off or moved over to Midway or WMS Gaming, Steve was also still working in his office in 2000. I did not know this either. I thought he was also retiring already in 1999, but he stayed there till end of 2000. Whatever this picture is dated off is just an example for me to show that the people, came into his office to talk to him still, or to say goodbye. And you see there's no more Translite on the table now, but tons of other paperwork, whatever stuff. Looks like my desk nearly. So this is the huge retirement cake, which was, the party was planned for 20th of December in 2000, and that should be the huge retirement party for Steve Kordek. And the people prepared a speech and everything to say, thank you, Steve, for all the time being in business. But right away that day, he felt sick and could not participate to that huge retirement party. So you see the people having a party. They ate the cake, by the way. And you see these memories. When did you print them in Pin Game Journal? Do you remember? Somehow directly after that, in 2000? Yeah. It's quite cool. Many people contributed to him and wrote something over there. I still did not read everything, but it's quite cool. So Greg prepared this and all the others signed it. So you can read the original mail from text note from Larry DeMar about this party. Steve stayed on at Williams after Pinball closed. They had an official retirement party on 20th of December for Steve and Monique Jagerling, our phone receptionist for 40 years. Wow. Steve was ill that evening, so we gave speeches and I ate the cake, like I said. Greg Frears and I visited Steve and some of his family members at his house the next day, where we read the speech and presented his plaque. So I hope I will be able to show him the slides and to hand him over my present at the hospital. So after retirement, the former colleagues of WMS, they remained in touch with him. This picture is from 1998, but it's only an example. They celebrate Steve's birthday every year and come together to celebrate his birthday. They meet at Expo, like many of you could have seen yesterday. Steve would probably be sitting around there too with all his former colleagues. So this is still quite a team since that time. So I have some pictures of Pinball Expo. This is quite an old one of the 2000. And Steve, always a speaker at Pinball Expo. I think nearly every Pinball Expo I can remember. And he was the first one you contacted, right? You told something last year when you had the 25-year celebration that he was the one you contacted for the first Pinball Expo being set up. So he was always a very important component of Pinball Expo. Yeah, Pinball Expo is a yearly come together for all this former pinball guys that talk about good old times. This is Norm Clark and Steve at Pinball Expo 2004. They were sitting close to each other at the autogram session. This is a picture from last year. I quite well remember the speech when Alvin Gottlieb opened the speech and said, "I have to start the speech because I am the youngest guy." What old? 85 or 86? I can't remember exactly, but this was really an opening. Being the youngest guy with that age, that's really quite cool. So sometimes you might think you are drunk when you see two Steves. This is Steve Kornack, the very junior Steve Kornack. I met him together with Steve at Pinball Expo 2006. So two Steves over here. And another two Steve over here, Steve Ritchie and Steve Cordy, last year Pinball Expo at the Fireside Chat, I think. And another picture with two Steves is here from 2002. This is Stephen DeMar. This is the brother of Larry DeMar, together with Larry at the ASI trade show in 2002. And why I checked these slides, I said there are no harm. There's nearly no nudity on the slides, except of that slide, because this was a nudity version of Playboy behind, and you see a small sign saying nudity. So this is a picture from Hans Rosenzweig from Germany, who was a good friend of Steve and many of the other people and came over quite often to Williams Pinball. This is from 1993, probably from the IMA trade show in Germany. Look at these dressed up people behind this. This guy really looks a little bit like Riker. And this is an actual photo showing Hans Rosenzweig. Unfortunately, it is a little bit dirty because he stamped the picture directly before putting them into the envelope. So later on, I had lots of the stamp color on whatever on that picture, and I did not dare to remove it, so I scanned it just like this. So last year was a great moment for me to meet Mike Stroll, because he's quite a character and quite a person, and all of these WMS people said that this was their best boss they ever had. He just could bring passion to the team. He was a good, just perfect boss they ever had. That was quite a great time at that time when he came over, when Williams went over to Electronic Games. And the best thing really was him undressing at the banquet and showing up with that Firepower t-shirt. That was really cool. So even me, the Martian, are flying in for Pinball Expo. This is last year. This is me in 2004. Steve Kordick, a little bit smaller than me. Another Steve Kordick speech. You see him at different hotels, different places, speaking at the Pinball Expo about good old pinball times. This is Steve with a big deal. I would assume at Pinball Expo, but I'm not sure. It's from, I think it's Expo 2006. And this is from 2007, Steve with a Big Ben, one of his other great games. And these games are worth twice as much with the designer's signature. You see here, this is Eugene Jarvis in front, and this is Eugene Jarvis, Big Ben, and Steve is just signing it. And you can see I magnified the signature a little bit. See his back glass signature. Sometimes Steve still likes to smell the air of the industry. This is Steve at LED Gaming in 2006. It looks like he got a present, whatever it is. Maybe it looks like a small jukebox or something. Or a slot machine, I don't know. And this is also from, this is Steve with Dennis Nordman, probably at the some kind of show up of Pirates of the Caribbean. And this is Tom Cale. And Steve, at one of the regular parties, like I said, the former Williams people, they meet quite often. This is once a year, whatever, they meet in a beer garden or something. So this is Steve and Tom Cahill at a 2000 barbecue. Did Tom ever have a speech on his own here at Pinball Expo? You should really convince him. He has so much. I think he can talk 2 hours here, and it's quite interesting. I liked what he said yesterday. What it was really interesting. You should convince him to come back for a speech. Fireside chat would be cool, yeah? Pinball testing, especially. Quality testing. So another thing, Steve got this Century Club Award that I didn't know before. This is a Century Club, which Steve helped to start, which were industry veterans in. Does somebody know what this really does, this club?
At the industry trade shows, like the AMOA trade show or whatever, they would meet and just reminisce about old times. Mm-hmm. Basically had to have entered the industry 25 years or more ago. No formal membership roles, but often in the trade publications like Playmeter, we'd see a photo that they were sitting around, mm-hmm. and dinner together or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Steve was president of it until just a couple years ago, and Steve Epstein, another Steve, over because Steve Kordak couldn't make the trip to Vegas or where the show was, but he started the club. The two of them are changing.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So this is a picture of Steve at his house where he shows this award. This is taken last year, and this is Steve at almost 99. This is quite just a few months ago. Steve at Larry's office and looking at this ringer machine. I don't know exactly what this is, ringer. It's probably Kansank. Is one on the floor? Cool. So he's still interested in coin-op and pinball and everything. So therefore, we wanted to meet him here. Unfortunately, this did not take place. Okay. These were my pictures. Thank you for watching. Larry sent them, Duncan, Cameroon, and Philip Eaton from England helped me to review the text over there, that it would be fine. And nothing without the Melons, they helped me to come in here. Greg Frears invited me. Yes. And last but not least, this is a present I wanted to give to Steve, because Steve, every time we meet, he reminds me of a bottle ship he got from Hans Rosenzweig for his marriage, whatever, centuries ago. I said, okay, why not make a bottle ship for him? And there's a company that often offer custom-made bottle ships in Germany. So I said, I want to have an American flag, a German one, and I sent the Williams logo in, and I wanted to name the ship Pinball. That's here, and it's written down, Steve Kordak, 99, and still flipping. So thank you for watching.